Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm Eric Terry.
And I am Zach Murillo, filling in for Kelvin Wong.
Kelvin Wong is, yet again, feeling a little bit under the weather, but we definitely shout out to him. Feel better soon, Kelvin.
Also in the spirit.
Also in the studio today, we've got our guest from the 20 questions winner from last week. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves over there?
Hi, I'm Katie Sinnell, and I'm from Woodstock, and I won the 20 questions last week.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Brent. I'm from Woodstock, and I'm back here again because I'm the only ride they have.
Hi, I'm Andrea Mui, and I wanted to go shopping.
All right, I guess that's fair enough.
So true.
Alrighty, so on today's episode, we'll be talking with Mike Ailey from Marianas Trench. He's on the phone, and we're very happy to have him with us right now. And also, we have Jimmy Robbins calling in later, and also 20 questions, this and a little bit more on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So right now we've got Mike on the line. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I think we can all agree that we're all doing well here. Can everybody agree?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, that way you don't have everybody one at a time.
Oh yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, that would be a little bit confusing. Alrighty, so right now we've got a. You guys can't hear him, can you?
No, we can't hear it at all.
Do you have an extra adapter by any chance, Zach?
No, I do not.
Alrighty. So I guess what you guys can do is when you guys ask your questions, you guys can have my headphones.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sure.
Alrighty. So first on the list.
Chivalry is not dead, ladies and gentlemen. Chivalry is not dead.
Hell no, otherwise I'd be out of a job.
Wouldn't we all? So first we want to know. How did you get involved with Marianas Trench?
Well, a lot of times when we do these things, we make up these crazy stories, but I'm going to tell you the truth about how I got into the band. I was actually just working the juggling circuit in Vancouver. I'm a juggler, magician kind of thing, and I was doing a children's birthday party and ran into these other three weird jugglers, this guy with big curly hair, a guy with blue hair, and then this guy who just kept looking in the mirror a lot. And they were doing some juggling moves I haven't seen, and then I asked them after the party where they learned those moves, and then we realized we also all played instruments, and we decided to jam and see what would happen, and we ended up forming a band. I don't know what the name of the band was, though, and I don't know how the name that we have now came to be.
Oh, okay.
Which is probably the next question.
Actually, no, that's not the next question. Katie actually has the next question. She's going to throw on these headphones here, and they're fire away.
All right. Do you guys have any pre-show rituals? And if so, what are they?
Pre-show rituals. Personally, I sort of like just zone out for a little bit and do some breathing and warm up my body and shake up my hands and all that kind of stuff. And everybody kind of goes into a little bit of their own mood space. Josh, surprisingly, seems to have the least of a ritual. I'm not sure whether that's because it's easier for him to just go up and do the job or whether he hides it better. But and then right before we go on stage, you know, when the intro is playing over the PA and we're about to run up, we have a little chant that we do. I don't know if I'm going to tell you what the chant is because it's disapproved language, but it is it's a tribute to one of our mentors from the early years.
Oh, alrighty. That's pretty, sounds basic, but you know, whatever works for you guys, right?
Oh man, that chant has got us through some tough shows because it's a ritual, right? And you've had so many good shows doing it. Then when you go into this environment where, you know, like when we were first playing the States just recently doing this tour and you're about to step on stage and you do that, it kind of, you feel like the headliner again because it's what you do every time you go on stage when you rock it in Canada, so... I love little things like that.
It's the little things that count in this world. That's definitely for sure. Next up, we were just wondering, Pomegranate, before the celebrity, at the beginning of the Celebrity Status music video, you know, there's like, hey, you know what he said next? Well, I was like, Pomegranate. And then it's like, oh, and we were just wondering, like, how did that come to be? I know there was something on the celebrity, on the director's cut DVD, but I don't think all of our listeners have seen that. So, why don't you explain the story?
We were in Ottawa, this is probably 2007, like touring Shake Tramp, the last of the Fix Me touring. And at this point, we were poor, starving musicians and four guys in a room, and we were crammed in, and they had the smallest bed, so I swear, Matt and I were sharing a bed, and there was literally, like, we were in pencil positions, and our arms were still touching gross man-hair-on-man-hair stuff. But anyway, so we're sleeping in this already uncomfortable environment, and I guess the people in the room next to us came back after we'd already all fallen asleep and were having a party, and I woke up. I don't know, I didn't know everybody else was awake, but I think they all were. And you just hear this guy in the other room being like, mumbling away because you can't really make out the words through the wall. But then when he got to whatever the end of his story he was telling, he was, pomegranate! And then everybody started laughing. And everybody was laughing, and we were like, I was kind of chuckling to myself in bed. And then it was like 15 or 20 minutes later, you hear the same voice, pomegranate, and it was like, wow, he found a joke and he's just going to milk it to death. So it's 3 or 4 in the morning, and there's this guy on the other side of the room yelling pomegranate, which is just the most random thing of all things he could say. Anyway, it was really funny.
Oh, that's absolutely hysterical. I remember listening to that, and I just couldn't stop laughing. Katie, you've got another question if you want to come on over here again.
All right.
Here she is. She's got another question.
All right. My other question is, what is the most embarrassing thing that has happened to you on stage?
Most embarrassing thing that has happened to me on stage. You know what? The most embarrassing thing would actually go back to my first band. Ian was still in the band. He was the drummer. Obviously, he's a drummer. With another guy, but we'd been practicing on some stuff, and I decided to have a big rock moment at this slow build-up in this song, and I sort of stepped to the side of the stage and then started to make this big run, and I was going to do this giant leap, and I was in the air, and as I was about to come down, like on the big chord when the song comes back in, I had pulled out my patch cord. I kicked it out. So I sort of landed, and nothing happened. And it was like, it was going to be my coolest moment in my turn to be like, oh, what a dud, which is typical.
that's a...
I'm a little cool.
You're that's cool, man. I'm proud of you.
It's nice now because we use the wireless stuff, so
yeah.
It doesn't happen as often, but I've had other things, straps break and the wireless falls into your pocket and smashes and whatever. But
yeah, I could imagine. I actually remember when I was at the Brentford concert, I remember Josh... He was trying to throw a water bottle off stage, and it ended up going straight up and then straight back down. And he just said, "Well, what did he say, Katie?"
I don't remember.
He's like probably something like, "Why was in choir? Whatever, geez, what can I say?"
I don't remember.
I think it was something like, "Well, that was pathetic."
We played the last show of the album cycle in Canada was at the Orpheum in Vancouver, which is really nice theater. It's a lot like Massey Hall, actually. And I was trying to chuck a water bottle all the way up to the upper level. And I wound up and tossed it. And it went straight up into the rafters because I was trying so hard. And it fell. I actually don't even know if it ever did fall. but I tried again and I got it. The guys in the band were like, don't do it again. I'm like, I can do this. And I actually did. I was so proud of myself.
That's awesome. It's always good to be proud of yourself, just not too much, you know.
Yeah.
Who is your inspiration? Is there a musician that you've idolized, I guess, that has inspired you to get into the music industry, or was it a family member or a friend, or who was it?
You know, it's funny because for me, music is just one of those things I just liked. I don't remember anybody starting me on it. In fact, I remember there not being a lot of music around the house until I was in 11 or 10 or 12 or something like that. And I remember my brother had a guitar or a keyboard or something, and his roommate had a bass or something. Well, they had a bass guitar and a keyboard, whoever had what. And I used to sneak down after school and play the instruments and try to learn how to play whatever nursery rhymes or whatever it was when you're first starting, just because they're simple enough. But there wasn't really an inspiration that way. It was just something I don't think I really had a choice. I just liked doing it. I liked music. When it comes to inspiration and sort of giving that permission to yourself and freedom to pursue this very non-logical career choice, my mom is the inspiration for that. She, sometime after she was 40, quit work, sold the house, and went back to school and got a fine arts degree and sort of really broke the mold, and it was very inspiring for me. So it gave me the sort of courage to try something different. It really as not just something I like to do, but as a real viable option for life.
Nice. As long as you've got that inspiration, that's really all that matters in life, right?
Yeah. I even know what at some point she was getting a little nervous, like, oh, you might have to get a real job. But I was like, F that. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, as long as you know what you're passionate about and you have that drive to do what you're passionate about, that's all that matters. And that's what I find, especially in the entertainment industry, is it's key that you have that. It's key that you have that, because that's important.
You have to love it. If you don't love it, it's a really, really tough way to go, because it's a path full of resistance and rejection and insult. And, you know, the only people that seem to not have to go through that are, you know, the Justin Biebers maybe. But then again, I haven't seen his movie, so I don't know how tough his 15 years were before he broke. Maybe he had the rough road too.
Maybe.
Have
All
you
right.
Seen it? Never Say Never?
What was it again, sorry?
I don't know, I think it's called Never Say Never, his movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I can't say never, it. Though.
But I won't assume. But you never know. But the people who make it really quickly and easy, sometimes maybe because they didn't have to grind it out and make a whole bunch of friends on the way, don't have a whole bunch of friends to try to keep them from falling when that time comes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for the interview today, Mike. And I think you've been briefed on what we're about to play. And if you'd like, you can take it away.
Well, this is Where the Wind Blows. Eric Terry, my buddy, is about to bust into our song Celebrity Status.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. And hang on the line there.
Okay.
Forever. run a little bit hot. I can barely see the road from the heat coming up. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows, on Centennial Internet Radio.
When you feel your cut off from this cruel world, your instinct's telling you to run. Listen to your heart, those angel voices, they'll say to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our music ride there. We started that off with Celebrity Status by Marianas Trench, and that was led off by Mike Ealy. And then we had Panama by Van Halen and Avenger by Linkin Park. Now, we were supposed to have somebody call in today, but apparently he has forgotten about us. But you know what? I think we can continue this, because I have something that I would love to talk about.
We're more prepared than that.
Of course we are. I always have something in the back of my mind that's always like, you know what? If something goes, I want to talk about this, but then I look at my schedule and I'm like, I'm not going to have time.
Keep it in the back pocket for a rainy day.
Exactly.
Which is what today is.
Today is a hailey day.
No, it's actually raining right now.
Oh, I forgot to turn your mics on. There you go. Now you can talk.
Oh, I can talk now?
Now you can talk,
oh,
yes. Okay.
I was saying that
sucks. So I've come... that on off days where I don't have to be here are the days where the weather is really bad. We had that snowstorm at the beginning of February, and I still came to the show. You know, there was the one time where I was that the school was open and I was expected to be here, and well, I almost broke my nose.
But you still did your show.
But I still did the show. And then there's today where I'm walking into the wind while I'm not sure if it was rain or snow or hail or what the hell it was, but just attacking my face. I'm thinking, Mother Nature, why must you attack me with your ice bullets right now? Like I honestly felt like I needed a bulletproof vest to make sure that I could get here on time.
Well, in Toronto, you kind of need
but
one.
But you know what?
Really, that's bad.
That's very true. But the thing is...
True.
I'm having trouble connecting my thoughts right now. You just give me a second. I'll figure this out. That works. Okay, I got it.
Eric,
okay.
You have power. You can turn off their mic.
Good call. I forgot about that.
Thanks,
I forgot
a lot,
about that.
Zach.
I've come to the conclusion that dedication really tries to test me. I mean, look how dedicated I am to this show. It really tries to test me. I mean, I get here, you know, it's more on my way here. It's never when I get here. It's on my way here. Whether it's right outside the building or at my house, dedication always seems to try and say, can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it?
Like it's testing you.
Exactly. But I know, but then again, that's my drive to do what I want to do. I mean, in this business, you have to be here. You have to make it. If it's a weekly show, you're expected to be here that time every single week. And your listeners are expecting to hear you every single week at that specified time. So if I'm supposed to be on air at 7 o'clock sharp, I'm here 7 o'clock sharp. I'm broadcasting 7 o'clock sharp. Now, there have been times where there have been technical difficulties. I mean, there was the Halloween episode where we ran out of space on the computer and it pretty much
crapped out on us.
Stopped us from broadcasting. It literally stopped broadcasting.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a very... And of course, that was our Halloween episode, right? I mean, how ironic is that?
How unlucky.
Extremely. I'm so glad that our show is not on a Friday, so we don't have to worry about running into a Friday the 13th. That makes me very happy because that could be potentially dangerous. But I don't know. So I'm going to throw this out there. What was I throwing out there again?
Are we going to have something for the discussion board? We haven't had that one of those in a while.
Well, because people don't listen to the discussion board. You know? And Katie's one of them. Yes, you're very dedicated, and I absolutely love that. But
I hurt you.
I know. I'm surprised you haven't taken your camera yet. I'm surprised you're not talking as much as you would.
It's because I would smack her if she took the camera out.
No, the mic is here. You guys have to gather around the mic, you know.
I'll take a picture right now. Ta-da!
Okay, hey. Cheese is smiling. Oh, wow. I'm going to probably look retarded.
I'm blind!
Anyways,
light.
I just want to know, like, is there anybody out there that, I don't know, that if you're so dedicated to something and you find that that dedication tests you all the time, whether it's, you know, school, I guess I could say I'm dedicated to school, work, I'm not really dedicated to work.
Sobeys.
But like, has your dedication ever been tested? I think it'd be really neat to know. I'd love to know anybody, even in studio. If you're out there listening, we'd love to hear from you. If you don't have us on Skype, add us, Where Wind Blows Radio. You can add us there. And you can talk to us via there. We've got facebook.com/wherethewindblows. And we've also got twitter.com/wherewindblows. You guys know that your microphone is on, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to interrupt. I'd feel kind of rude doing that. And you just kind of keep talking.
The power of the yellow button to turn your microphone off. And also, to add to that, you guys can give us a call at 416-289-5000, extension 8615. You can definitely, we'd like to hear from you and like to know what your opinion is on all this. Whether if your dedication has ever been tested, I'd like to know about it because obviously mine's been tested for the show quite a few times.
Same here with my show.
Tell us, how's your dedication been tested?
Well, for the past month or two, I have not been getting any requests for my show. And my show is basically an all-request radio show called The Jukebox. It's on later at 8:30.
8:30.
And for the past month or two, I have been getting no requests from anybody. Sure, the odd person will say, oh, do this kind of episode or play this song. But that's like one person a week. That's...
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well. It tests
so you guys... Listen to his show. Go on the Facebook go on the Facebook page and request songs from this guy, because this guy's got a great show, but unfortunately no one's just
Zach,
doing
I will
requests.
Listen to your great show and I will make requests, but can I say something on the line of dedication?
Dedication, absolutely.
Is it really testing your dedication? Like, dedication would be kind of pointless if everything was really, really easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, then
you wouldn't be actually dedicated if every time you came in, it was beautiful and the sun was shining and you just really, really wanted to come in. Dedication is when your favorite band is dedication band. Is when your favorite band is playing at the exact same time that your show is on and all you want to do is cancel, but you have to come in anyways.
Oh, I've done that before, too.
Canceled or come in?
No, came in. Back in, was it October when Russell Peters was... It was October. October.
It was before Halloween.
I would cancel this for Russell Peters.
Russell Peters was in Toronto doing a book signing. And I could have been there so easily. I could have canceled the show and said, okay, I'm going to go get a book signed by Russell Peters. And I said, but my show... But I came to do the show.
See, listeners, that's how much he loves you.
I love you guys. Honestly, you know what? Everybody who listens to the show, I love you all. Because without you guys who are listening, and with obviously the listeners that we have here in the studio today.
It would just be a crazy guy talking to himself in a room.
Exactly.
No. Eric, he wouldn't be talking to himself. He would either be talking to me or Kelvin.
Or if you guys aren't here, then I am talking to myself.
That's true, but that's rare. That's rare, though.
That is very rare. But no, I really do... from the bottom of my heart, guys, I really do thank you guys for coming in, for listening weekly at 7 o'clock, and it's been quite an honor to be doing this show, and 21 shows later, wow, here we are. Speaking about 21 shows later, we're gonna go to a music break. Before we do that, Brent, you're on your phone, you're not really participating. Tell us how your dedication has been tested.
Uh-oh. Last 3 years,
oh dear God,
trying to do something, shot down for 3 years. 3 years later, finally happened. So, Katie, what is that?
No comment.
I'm afraid. Do I want to know.
Let's put it this way.
Oh man, okay, no, okay, this, dating. We're dating.
They're dating.
Now.
They're dating now. Brent has been trying to get. Katie as a we're gonna call you Dady now. Has been trying to get Katie as his girlfriend for the past 3 years, and she's been such a horrible person and turned this wonderful man down every single time. But she finally said, you know what? Screw it. Why not?
Guilt.
Wow, I sound like such a horrible person now. Thank you, Eric.
And now she's the approximate color of her very red shirt.
My bazooka
move. Yes, that's about right. That worked better than I thought it would. But no, in just a few minutes, guys, we're going to be heading over. We're going to be starting our 20 questions. And if you're listening, everybody make sure that you're listening in. Get on Skype. Get on Facebook. Get on Twitter. I can't talk today.
Grab your phone.
Thank you. Grab your phone and you can win. The prize this week, I will be putting our first 20 shows onto a CD set.
Ooh.
I will be putting... Thank you. we will have the... this disc set will be signed by both Kelvin and myself.
Well.
Let's get Zach. Yeah, Zach, you'll sign it too once I get the paper. Now, also... On top of this, you'll be getting a copy of the outline for every single show that we've done, which will be in a little duotane thingy, and that will also be signed, plus you will be a guest host on a show of your choice. That is what awaits the winner of 20 questions. If you can guess who I am, or what I am, or where I am. Yes, apparently there's somebody wants to do a shout out over there.
Oh yeah, that's right. I thought you forgot. Oh yeah. So yeah, I want. How many times am I going to say yeah? I want to do a shout out to Brianna, my husband, or no, my wife. I'm your husband. My bad. And Steph, because she couldn't make it. There you go.
Yes.
And everyone's confused.
Probably
every story from grade 11.
I'm pretty sure English that the class. Entire, you know, Where the Wind Blows universe right now is completely and utterly confused.
You should mute her mic before she confuses everybody
that's
further.
Okay,
done.
I think
okay.
She's a little confused as well.
Sorry, say that again.
I said that's okay because I think Katie's a little confused as well.
When isn't Katie, Katie confused? That's what I like to know is when Katie isn't God. Confused.
Thanks, guys. I love you so much.
Wow, your shirt matches your face.
It's
oh
way
my!
Around.
Wow, it's a good thing there's no. It's
happening here.
It's
in
a
the
good
studio.
Thing there's no video.
My friends are so mean to me.
Anyways, guys, we're gonna take a quick music break, and when we come back, we're gonna be playing. We're gonna be having playing 20 questions again with you guys. If you can guess who I am, what I am, or where I am, you will be able to win the ultimate prize pack. All the ultimate Where the Wind Blows prize pack. And it'll be yours and be hand delivered to you in the studio whenever you decide you want to co-host. All right, so everyone, grab your phones, get on Twitter, get on Facebook, get on Skype. Skype, we are Where Wind Blows Radio. You might want to write that down somewhere, guys, because, you know, that's probably the best way to communicate with us
is
through Twitter.
Facebook.
Oh, I'm getting there. Facebook. Facebook.com/WhereTheWindBlows. You can find us there. And also Twitter.com/WhereWindBlowsR. R stands for radio, by the way. So while we are waiting for everybody to log on and tune in and getting ready, their pens and papers or whatever device you're going to be using, we're going to send you off with a song. It's called Heaven Can Wait by We the King.
Stay tuned.
And here's a song when I imagine us together. Here's a song for when we talk too much and I forget my words. Heaven can wait up high in the sky. It's you. My heart and ran so far that Cupid couldn't catch her. Here's a song for the kid who aimed so high he shot her down. Heaven can wait up high in the sky. It's you and I. Heaven can wait. Again.
where we are when we drive in your car. I like where we are here. Cheeks can brush, our lips can touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was that other ride of music we had there was Heaven Can Wait by We the Kings, and we also had Here in Your Arms by Hello Goodbye. Alrighty, everybody, grab your devices, grab your ears, and make sure that they are open, because and make sure that your brains are turned on. Hold on, I'm going to give you guys a second.
Beep.
Okay, good. Your brains are on now. That's great. Thank you for thank you, Zach Miller, for the wonderful sound effect.
Sound effect is extraordinary here.
Woo! Alrighty. So we're going to open 20 questions. Now, for those of you who don't know how to play 20 questions, sorry, I'm getting a little bit more comfortable. What happened?
Turn off their mic.
Their mic wasn't even on. It's on now.
It's on now.
Okay, so what, what 20 questions is I am an object. I'm a person, place, or thing. That's what... Well, that's what I'm thinking. Obviously, I'm not. Obviously, you know, I'm not like Obama, or you know, I'm not like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
He's also a love machine.
Interesting.
How'd you know this, Andy?
It's frightening how you would know that. Anyways,
let's continue.
Let's continue. So what we're gonna do is I'm going to So you give you okay. I know what I am. So you have to start asking questions. Not just one person, but everybody who listens. There are 20 questions that you are allowed to ask.
Hence the name of the game.
20 questions. And I can only say yes or no. That's all I'm allowed to say. And with these answers and with these questions and answers, you have to try and figure out what I am through the questions and through the answers that I give you. So on that note, so for example, let's say I'm a telephone. That's actually not what I am, by the way. Let's just say I'm a telephone. I blinked during that picture, Brent. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's just say, okay, I'm a telephone. So let's say someone asks you, are you an object? Yes. Are you something that useful. Can be used, you know, to cut meat within the kitchen? No. Are you
smaller than a shoebox?
Are you smaller than a shoebox? Depends. Yes. normally, yes, I'm smaller than a shoebox. And then through those hints and clues that you get, you can... you dirty-minded people.
Nobody else out there would have gotten that until you said that, so you should have just kept going.
Oh, no, there are others.
Oh, I'm sure. So through these questions and answers, you will have to figure out he is a telephone. So, with that being said, I'm going to now open 20 questions for this week. So... I'm going to go to Facebook and I'm going to go to Twitter and see if we have anything yet. So, I'm going to ask you guys. You guys actually can't ask because you're in studio. Actually, you guys can ask to kind of get the ball going.
Last week.
Just to get the ball going, I'm going to open up Twitter and Facebook here, and so we can get everybody, making sure that everybody can participate. New word.
Okay. So if we're going to start off with that, then I'll start off with the first question. Are you a person or are you alive?
No.
Okay. So inanimate objects, people.
Inanimate objects.
Okay. That's question one. Now,
all right. So I'm looking over on. Right. Sorry. Before I do this, I just totally had a mind blank here that there was actually a dedication story on Skype here and I forgot to mention it. This is from Steph. She says, so, and then we're going to go back to the 20 questions. So remember that I am not...
Post your questions on Facebook while we do this.
Yeah, so while you were waiting, post them on Facebook, Twitter, or Skype, whatever, and just let us know. Call us if you have a question as well, 416-289-5000, extension 8615.
I'm waiting on the phones.
Yeah, Zach will have the telephone. So Steph's dedication story is, my parents are dedicated to my dog and his walks. My dad just came downstairs with a dog to show me that he tied a plastic Walmart bag to Wicket, that's their dog, back like a cape to protect him from the rain because the dog hates rain. That is dedication. That's actually pretty cute, to be honest. So there's that. And so now I'm waiting on Facebook and Twitter to see if... And I'm kind of looking here. Somebody's asked me, Primetime MT has asked me, are you a fruit? No, I am not a fruit. Primetime MT.
Do any of our in studio guests have a question or a guess? Well, not a guess, but a question.
Are you hard?
Yes.
Okay, he's solid.
Solid. I am a solid inanimate object. Is somebody keeping track of how many questions are being asked? Because that's three right now, is it not?
Yes, that's three.
That's three. Okay, that's three questions so far. Okay.
Are you a color of the rainbow? Do you need a minute to think about the colors of the rainbow?
I know the colors of the rainbow. I don't know. Am I a color of the rainbow?
At nighttime.
Nighttime.
I thought you could only say yes or no.
Yes or no, guys.
Yes and no. That's a yes and no kind of thing. So I could be and I could not be. So it all depends. Okay. Kelvin apparently is keeping track of all the questions on Twitter.
Way to go, Kelvin.
Go, Kelvin. That is dedication.
There's dedication, guys. Kelvin is not here today, but he is making sure that we have everything that we need on Facebook, Twitter.
Feel better.
So we want to say thank you, Kelvin, for your amazing dedication to this show.
Kelvin, throw out a question.
You're here
Kelvin cannot throw out a question.
Well, he can
okay, wait, 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 wait. Hold on. We have another one. Primetime and Primetime MT is really on the ball today. Primetime MT, can I eat you? Preferably not. So no, you cannot eat me.
I would not recommend it.
It wouldn't be good for you.
No, it's definitely not a healthy thing. So we're at number four now. Do we have anybody in studio who's got a question? Or if you're on Twitter, Facebook, let us know. I'm keeping an eye on everything here. So,
okay, just to get away from food, just so that we don't have that, are you larger than a human being?
Nope.
You're not? Are you larger than a human being?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you forgot what he is.
No. I'm just playing with you guys. Yes, I am larger than a human being.
Okay, so it's not food. Okay, no, any more guesses?
Looking, I'm going on the Facebook and the Twitter. That's my job. I'm like multitasking galore here. This is crazy. Okay, that has to move. Go away. Okay. So far we got nothing here.
We've got one.
Yeah, we've got. No, we don't. Never mind. Is there anybody out there who has a guess? Come on, guys. We got the ultimate prize pack here.
Come on, Brianna, take a guess. Jeff.
You too, Steph.
Anybody who's listening.
Come on,
Jess
guys.
Jess says she missed the clues, so.
Jess said she missed the.
Steph.
Steph said Steph. She missed the clues. Well, Steph, if you're listening, you can find the clues on Twitter. You can find all the clues and stuff there, and Kelvin is keeping
score.
Kelvin is keeping score, but that's right. Stephanie is not allowed to win because she won a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's true.
Well,
that's
she
true.
Won a couple of weeks ago. Well, doesn't Jeff mean she can't win again.
You know what? Screw that rule then. You know what? You can guess. You can guess and you can try and win. That's because
yeah. Last week was fun stuff.
And then we'll come back. So yes. If you don't want to
we've got another one here.
Anymore?
Hold on. Well, Primetime MT is really well. I don't know who Primetime MT is, but hold on. The Facebook page. Oh, sorry. Someone's asking where the Facebook page is. It's www. Why do you have to do that? Facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Thank you. So Primetime MT, whoever you are, you seem to be dedicated to this game. She said, "That sucks. I feel like such a loner here. Are you sharp, like in a metallic way, like a knife?"
No,
I wouldn't say I'm sharp. No, I'm not sharp. No, I'm not sharp.
Blunt.
I'm very, very, very blunt. This is
mute
such
their
a
mic.
Game.
Mute their mic right now.
No.
If you guys don't want to listen to any more of us, start asking questions.
Whoa, we have a guess.
Ooh.
Steph made a guess. Are you a car? No.
Sorry.
I'm not a car. Now, just so you know, everybody knows, if you make a guess, that does not go towards your questions. So, Kelvin, if you're keeping track, that doesn't count.
Technically, that's five questions now.
Oh, ask Kelvin. He's the one keeping track.
Five or six. Kelvin, you tell us.
Hold on. We've got a whole bunch of things coming from, like, two different people. quite interesting dedication because we've got two very dedicated people right now. So for those, if you're listening, because I know there's a few people out there who are listening. I definitely know my mom is listening.
Hi, Mrs. Terry.
Katie says hi.
if Mrs. anybody Terry, make a guess and if, come pester your son on his show.
Oh boy, thank you,
Andy.
Thanks,
that'd
guys.
Be interesting.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome,
Facebook,
Eric.
We heart you.
That week, me and Kelvin are probably hosting.
This should be interesting. Anybody, if you got a guess, like if you're listening, don't be afraid to ask a question because your question could be right. Alrighty. Primetime MT. Not sharp, then metal? Haha, this is actually fun. Am I metal? No, I'm not metal. I'm not metal. No.
Nope.
No, I'm not metal.
Kind of.
Nah.
No,
not really. The microphone's over there.
I wasn't saying it into the microphone. I was just making an in-studio comment.
Just rambling along.
So, no, ouch. I guess, is what he wants me to say.
Another guess. I'm sorry, no, this isn't a guess. It's another question. Are you a mobile object? Definitely not.
No.
I am definitely not mobile.
If he is, you better run.
That's for sure. That would be extremely interesting to try.
Let's not.
No.
You'll all get it when we... tell you what he is.
Yeah, and Brianna just asked, are you motorized? Which is the same question as before, which is, are you
Not necessarily the same question, but definitely the still answer is still no.
So well, no, I am not motorized.
We'll consider them the same question so that we still have 20.
Yes. So, you know, maybe we should have Calvin call. And get us on track. So Calvin, give us a call in the studio, and that way you can help us stay on track.
Okay, you know what?
Just hey Eric.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey Eric, are you a stationary object?
Am I a stationary object? Yes, I am a stationary object. Is that the case? Would that be the case that I do not move?
Yes.
Well, yeah. That's what stationary is.
And that's what being not mobile is. As well.
Exactly.
Same answer to the last question. Two questions.
Alrighty. I didn't hear. I hear people ask talking about cars.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a great idea. So, Brent, Adriana is going to...
Andrea, I'm so sorry.
Andrea.
You should.
Andrea is going to kind of push this game a little further because nobody seems to be getting who or what I am. So you're going
to... Are you specifically local to the Toronto area?
Oh, that was going to be my question. Are you in Toronto?
I am.
Oh, okay. Come on, guys.
This should really narrow it down for you
guys. This should really narrow it down, seriously. For sure.
I am disappointed in all of my friends who do not get this.
We're still waiting. Come on, guys. Where are you?
I'm disappointed in the people who live in Toronto and don't get this. I'm disappointed in you Torontonians who do not get this question. Or do not get this.
Have some pride in your city, people.
Come on, people.
Come on. We're kind of giving it away here, guys. Just guess.
That last question was like the biggest giveaway we could give without actually saying it blatantly. I like pictures. Yes, we know you like pictures, Brent.
Brent, you're being a worse picture taker than I am.
Oh, we have a winner. Oh. We have a winner. Guys, whoa, calm down. You guys are like probably making our listeners deaf. Brianna asked, are you the CN Tower?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Brianna.
Brianna, you are the CN Tower. Does anybody here have Brianna's phone number?
I do.
Alrighty, so can you come over here? Unless Brianna, if you can give us a call. If not, we'll call you on the specific line here. So.
Brent has herself.
Brent has it here. Okay, so we're gonna.
I just got mine up. Too.
So while I'm figuring this out, Zach, you can take the mic.
Okay. Well. Congratulations to Brianna, our winner of 20 questions. So as Eric said earlier, your prize for this week is you get to be guest host on whatever show of your choosing, hopefully in the near future, as well as a hand-delivered, we've kind of specified that earlier in the show, hand-delivered prize pack of a CD of the recordings of the first 20 episodes of Where the Wind Blows, as well as the manuscripts for the past 20 episodes, signed by all three of us hosts of Where the Wind Blows. Me, Eric, and Kelvin, who is with us in spirit.
And dedication.
Yes, we are dedicating the show to you. Hope you get better, Kelvin.
All right. Keep talking.
I don't know what else to talk about.
I've got something to say. Oh. This will be like the third time Brent has had to drive here for his friends. For Brianna, it'll be the third time Brent's going to be here, probably.
Oh, that's true.
Can I just say that it may seem like we are setting this up, but we're not.
Completely.
We're just genuinely that brilliant at 20 questions.
We're smart cookies.
Okay, guys. Okay. Hold on. So we're going to make the phone call now.
Woohoo!
Yay!
So here we go. Apparently, this is a free call, too.
Here we go. Thought I was going to have to do the sound effects for the phone.
Nope,
ringing.
We're good.
You're a sound effects maker.
Let's see if we can do this.
I know.
Hello?
Hi, is Brianna there, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Brianna. It's Eric from Where the Wind Blows. How you doing?
Good, you?
Oh, I guess I'm pretty good here. I think all of us here are doing pretty decent. Turn off your radio. Turn off the radio there. I can hear in the background, so I'm getting a little confused because I can hear what I just said about 30 seconds ago.
That's called time travel, Eric.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so Brianna, congratulations. You are the winner of the Where the Wind Blows prize pack this week. You'll get a CD, all the episodes on CDs. And you are going to, and we'll get you all the manuscripts for the show as well. And they will all be signed by Zach, Kelvin, and myself.
Alright, awesome.
Are you excited?
A little bit, yeah. Kind of a lot.
Kind of a lot? Okay. Because I saw a text that said, don't call, I'm shaking. So.
I'm a very nervous person.
Oh, that's okay. Would you like to come to the studio within the next few weeks and be a guest co-host with us?
Sure.
Alrighty. When would a good day be for you? Because we're on Wednesday, so.
Yes. Can I get back to you on that?
Absolutely. You can get in touch with me through Facebook. You can also probably I'll find you somewhere. So.
I'll find you.
So we'll get all the we'll get all that stuff to you, and then when you're able to get down here, guys, I'm trying to talk. Jeez. When you do come to the studio, then I'll get you the CDs, and I will get you those manuscripts for you.
All right,
that's awesome. So congratulations again. And
Thank you. We're
very happy that you got that pretty quick. What gave it away?
Pardon?
What gave it away?
I don't know. I just took a guess of something that's big in Toronto.
Well, yeah, that would definitely do it. That's definitely big in Toronto. So, alrighty. So once again, congratulations, Brianna, and stay on the line, and we'll all talk to you over here. So don't go away. And once again, Brianna, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. But stay there. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Brianna, and she won our contest for 20 questions this week. So that is all the time we have for today, guys. But we are going to leave you with an awesome song. It's called Life After You by... Daughtry. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
At least somebody knows how to say it in this place. Alrighty. Life After You by Daughtry. I'm Eric Terry.
And I'm Zach Morello. Tune in half an hour for my show, The Jukebox.
And on behalf of everybody, and there's Katie and everybody.
TTFN.
Bye.
Hello.
We're actually leaving.
Goodbye,
we're leaving.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. Have a good night. And here is Life After You by Daughtry. Have a good night.
I'm 10 miles from town, and I just broke down, spitting out smoke on the side of the road. I'm out here alone, just trying to get home. To tell you I was wrong, but you already know. Believe me, it won't stop at nothing to see you, so I've started running. All that I'm after is a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, nothing that all that still matters is love ever after. After the life we've been through, 'cause I know there's no life after you. The last time we talked, the night that I walked, burns like an iron in the back of my mind. I must have been high to say you and I weren't meant to be, and just wasting my time. Oh, why did I ever doubt you? You know I would die without you. All that I'm after is a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, I'm thinking that all that still matters is love ever after. After the life we've been through, 'cause I know there's no life after you. You and I are right or wrong, there's no other one. After this time has been long, it's hard to believe that a man would sign to be so blind. Thinking about the better times, must have been out of my mind. So I'm running back to tell you all that I'm after is a life full of laughter. But
Without you, God knows what I'd do. Yeah, all that I'm after is a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, I'm thinking that all that still matters is love ever after. After the life we've been through. Yeah.